Blog Talk Radio.
Together last night and just could not figure out how to raise the audio level or lower the music level. I couldn't do it.
Listen,
I did the best I could. Look,
you did great. And any person that thinks that this show is going to change its cheap audio clips because now we're Blue Shirt Underground knows that we're not doing
anything
different. Right, exactly.
Because now we're underground. Now we're subversive. Now we're operating like a, the revolution in V. You know, we're hiding underground. We're in caves, and
I kind of feel us like we're like the OSS during World War II, like sniping Nazis. You know, we're in a. So, but what a day! Holy.
Let's start by saying, good evening, everyone. Welcome to Blue Shirt Underground Radio debut edition, the free agency frenzy at 12 o'clock this afternoon. John Rosasco's balls dropped to signal the new free agency year. And here we are, Mike Rupp. And I guess just in, Ruslan Fedotenko, the tank, is coming back for another year.
Good. Well, I wanted him back. you know that.
And the latest on Brad Richards, just to throw this out there real quick, he is still sorting through his offers, and that according to Dance and Larry Brooks, the Rangers are not even close, as he put it, to being the top bidder.
Well, I just saw either it was Drager or McKenzie said that Tampa is out of the mix. So how many teams are left?
Well, that would leave the Rangers, possibly the Flyers, Toronto, Calgary, I guess, jumped into the mix late in the day. Flyers, I guess, are still hanging around, so who knows? You know what? This was my take by the end of the day on this whole thing. This guy has known for three to four months that he was not going to be a Dallas star, okay? He's had 3 to 4 months. He knows who the players were going to be. He knows Toronto was going to be there. He knows the Rangers were going to be there. He knows Tampa was in the mix. He knew, you know, over the last couple weeks, he knew the Flyers might be involved with all the renovating of their roster that they did. This guy's had all this time to know where he preferred to play. It just depends on what city do you want to move to? Where do you want to be? Do you want to be in New York? What will you be willing to take? make up your mind or let's move on. He's had 4 months to decide.
But
now,
come on, now.
I mean, there were rumors today, oh, he needs the weekend to decide. What do you need? Here's our offer. Take it or leave it. Deal or no deal. Since we love making fun of bald guys on this show, here's that Howie Mandel with all those broads with the silver cases. Deal or no deal?
Right.
Will you take MSG money, deal or no deal? Or else we got to move on. Thanks for the action. We're building a cup winner for 2011. I got no time for waiting around for Brad Richards.
You know what, Steve? This is what you need. You're not really familiar with the courting process. Now, I'm a kind of a man, a romantic type. Maybe Brad Richards takes a little bit of wooing. And it looks like James Dolan himself, who's not the great master, you know, isn't a really, you know, master communicator, gave Richards a call. A couple teams have met with him in person, including the Kings. I think the guy's got a, you know, it's a choice. It's a life choice. I mean, the guy's got to decide where he's going to live, how much multi-million dollars he's going to get paid, and for how long. I don't begrudge anybody who makes this kind of money. I see a lot of people on Twitter that were just complaining about how much money teams. It's not your money. Calm down. Oh, that's too much. Oh, that's sick money. Oh, that's crazy. It's just shut up. That's why I don't go on that Twitter. I can't deal with the idiots.
Oh, Twitter's ridiculous. You know, Twitter is good for two things. Real, honest-to-goodness news and information, like on free agency day when you're following guys like Drager and McKenzie and Barnaby, whoever. Wherever you go to get your news and information, right, it's good for that, and it's good for screwing around. Like you were doing all day long. And you got Steve Zipkin all on the TV. You got him all upset. People were tweeting him. Oh, I'm so sorry, Steve. The fans are acting this way. I went and read his tweets. He's like, oh, no big deal. We move on. Whatever. Twitter. Let me tell you something about Twitter. It's not to tell me or tell the world that your check engine light is on, or that it's coffee o'clock, or that you're driving to Wawa for a cup of coffee. Because you know what? I don't give a shit. It's for information or screwing around. That's it. Other than that, it's the most useless thing in the world. I just checked in at Dunkin' Donuts. Good for fucking you.
Whoa.
I don't.
Whoa.
Hey,
the first
edgy
night. Yeah, well, I like, you know, McKenzie, Drager. The New York people, other than Andrew Gross and Jesse Spector, and it's not just because they're on the show, I just have no use for. First of all, Brooks, I don't trust him. And to me, Steve Zippe, I think Robbie knows more than Steve Zippe about the state of the Rangers. And Zippe, whatever you're calling him, I call him Zipperhead. He took a severe umbrage that he says this, you know, I'm getting this. I love how people IM me during the show to argue with me. Oglek says, if you say it's not our money, why do we always talk about how much Callie and Doobie should get? Because we want to see the Rangers act responsible. That's why we talk about it. Yeah, but I don't flip out about Mike Rupp's years. And then the fickle Ranger fan base, after everybody does their Google searches and they're up there and looking at the stats, it goes, oh, he's not really a goon. You know, he had 9 goals. And then 5 minutes later, I like Rupp. Imagine him with Trust Boyle and him together. Oh, that's good. It changes in 5 minutes from a disaster pick. The same thing happened with McElrath. I was there live at that draft party, and it turned into it was a death knell. You might as well have said they had signed Bin Laden at that time. And,
well, at least he'd be a big guy you could put next to Boyle.
Right. Well, would have been. And then you go on to play. Oh, man, what a great guy. Big guy in the organization. This is what we need. So I'm sick and tired of the fickle stuff. And you're right. Twitter is good. The McKenzie, just up to the second, and You know, that's why I very rarely go on there. And I like to, you know, talk with the people that are the real fans. And some of them came to my aid when me and Zipperhead were going at it.
Good. That's what we want.
Yeah. You know,
Viva la Revolucion.
Exactly. Some people were like apologetic. Oh, Eddie's a nice guy, Steve, which I appreciate. But then I had a session where I had people ask me questions like I was a Newsday hack or worked for MSG. You know, what do you think about, you know, people asking me ridiculous questions, what I expected. And so I thank Hoagie X for getting me on that.
Today, though. The one about Marty Reasoner continues. What was it? Marty Reasoner continues his career of playing for mediocre teams or something like that.
Yeah, this guy goes from garbage. Now he's really reached the top of the garbage heap. Now he's with the Islanders, and the Islander fans are going. They think this is the. I mean, this is the signing of the century.
Yeah,
the Marty Reasoner era has begun for the Islanders. But enough about the Islanders. We'll get to talk about that now. So. I want to know what the chat room, I don't want to know what you people out there in Radio Land, and what's the number for the show? Oh, I got it. Yeah, I got it somewhere here. I have a studio somewhere. Oh, yeah. Area code is 646-478-4692.
Same as the old show. Same as it ever was, like the song says.
As David Byrne would say. Call in. I want to know what you think about Rupp. I know the guys in the chat room, I want to know, but I see where you're going with this, and I have to agree with you. We talked about a couple weeks ago about the limitation, the really shortage of ice time for Sean Avery. I think this is going to affect that even more. So the phasing out of Sean Avery may be underway. So
good.
I like to hear your thoughts on it. We'd like to hear your thoughts on it. I'm Mike Rupp. I'm ecstatic they re-signed Fedotenko. And
yes.
We await Brad Rich's decision.
Well, let's throw out our thoughts about Mike Rupp. Look, I got no problem with the move. It's 3 years. It's $1.5 million. I mean,
it's a minor move.
This is, yeah, I mean, really, in the grand scheme of things, it's a guy that's got, he's a hitter. He's big, like Eddie said. You put him next to Boyle. Christ, what a couple of behemoths you got! Like Marty Baron said, he tweeted today. I'm so glad we signed Mike Rupp because he'll be protecting me instead of in my face. What are you gonna quibble about?
It's a minor move. People flip out because everybody expects. First of all. When we didn't land any offense, and right away it's some kind of goon, which I did kind of hint that I actually predicted this in a jokingly way about, I guess, a month ago when I said, watch, the Rangers are going to sign Mike Rupp for $5 million per for 5 years.
Yeah.
But you knew that Mr. Magoo was going to – he had to get that tough guy. He's got to get it every year. He's got to lock him down. And it's a minor move. Everybody was flipping out because they didn't get, you know, Leno or Gagne or offense right away.
And you got to look at it this way. You know, they paid a lot, well, not a lot more, but more years and a little bit more money for a guy last year, rest his soul, with a lot less hockey skills. You know, at least this guy's got some hockey ability. He's not just a big guy on skates that can fight that nobody wants to fight because everybody's scared of him. And somebody in the Blue Shirt Banner open thread today on about the draft said, I guess it was about 1 o'clock Eastern time. They said, "Geez, by this time last year, we'd already signed Derek Bugard and Erik Christensen." I said, "Yeah, great. So by this time last year, we'd signed a dead guy and Derek Bugard
and dead weight." I'm not a Mike. I'm not going to sit here and say Mike Rupp is going to work out fine. I don't know. I know a lot of Ranger fans don't really like the guy, mostly because he scores hat tricks against us.
Yeah.
But let's see. Let's see you guys play. The guy wins one fight, looks like he hustles, and we all love him. If not, it's a minor move. It was just like, and it's true, people mentioned the chat room about Bugard. Yeah, initial reaction was, you know,
hatred.
Too many years, hatred, and then it was okay. It settled down after that.
Well, yeah, but I mean, for the most part, it was. I don't want to get too. But he was a lot more loved after he died by Ranger fans than he was before. I mean, let's call it what it is, right?
Yeah, let's say what it is.
I mean,
now he was.
You guys,
a goof.
We did this free agency show last year. We came on the air at 8:30 or 8 o'clock, and the day was done. And all we had to show for it was Derek Vaugaard. You guys were pissed, and so were we. I mean, we had nothing. We had nothing to show for it. We had an overpaid goon, and everybody was pissed. And then when he was hurt, everybody was pissed even more. What a waste of I'm sorry.
Bashir number two.
Right.
Bashir number two. He's all washed up.
I'm not trying to bag on the man. God rest his soul. But Ranger fans in general loved him a hell of a lot more after he was gone than they did when he was alive.
Exactly.
So, moving on from Derek Vaugaard. Anyway, we want to get your hit. Like Eddie said, holy shit! Look at this switchboard. All over the country, they're calling in here. I see we got 646-478-4692. Get your thoughts on Mike Rupp. You go ahead.
I just want to say, keeping you, Chia Crack and Hoagie X are causing anarchy in the chat room, and as well as Bullet for My Valentine 01. I just want to say that. Okay.
Anarchy.
Yeah, they go crazy. They call it controversy.
This is Blue Shirt Underground, subversive. We need lieutenants. This is what we need, right?
Right.
Viva la Revolucion. This is what we need. Lieutenants. We want soldiers. We don't want listeners and chatters. We want soldiers. You take it Omerta when you listen to this show. and we'll all be around later to finger your prick or prick your finger, one of the two.
All right. Let's get to the. I want to hear what the people got to say about this.
Who do you want to talk to first? I think Captain's been on longest. Let's get Captain on. The first call for Blue Shirt Underground Radio, our one of our lieutenants. Captain, what's going on?
Jimmy, how are you tonight?
Calling from a Denny's in Paramus, New Jersey. What's going on?
Actually,
you're
in
South Jersey. It'd be a Denny's in Middletown.
I'm in Marlton right now. I'm pulling up to a Target in Marlton.
Oh, so you're out in Flyer country.
Yeah, and they think they're going to sign Richards. Has there been any news on that?
No, just what I said at the top of the show, according to Dancing Larry Brooks, Rangers not the highest bidder, but not out of the running.
Well, I don't know they can't bid higher than we can. They have no cap space. I mean, I'm convinced that the Flyers fan base as a whole can't do math. But there's just no money. I don't know where the money's coming from.
Russell Fedotenko, by the way, got a 1-year deal, $1.4 million.
Fine.
So I can hear it now. Oh, so we pay less for we get Russell Fedotenko gets less than Mike Rupp. What the?
Yeah, I don't understand that. And more years.
You know what the difference is? Is Mike Rupp was a free agent, whereas Fedotenko was here last year. That's why you overpay for people that have not been in your program before.
Look, everybody should work for the league minimum to come to work for this organization.
Well, really?
Everybody. I mean, come on.
Well, they don't get any endorsement money.
It's a class organization, a classy community relations department, and a wonderful PR department. Didn't you hear Chris Drury on his way out the door the other day?
With all these good things, how come Richards didn't sign yet? I mean, we have a great PR department, for God's sake.
That's why I'm saying, deal or no deal, take the cake. The broads are on stage.
I don't know how you guys feel about this. The vibe that I get is they're going to sign him on their terms. That's like, listen, here's the offer. It's a good offer. Do you want to come here or not? If we have to, and Torch said this, if we have to convince you to come here, then maybe you shouldn't be here. And that's fine. If the Flyers want to blow off their cap again, then fine, then go there. I mean, if you don't want to be a Ranger, then don't play there.
I like to
Columbus in 2 years.
You know what? I like how, you know, Torts really isn't, diplomacy is not his game. I mean, if he's got to talk a suicide attempt down from a ledge, I wouldn't want to have that guy.
The guy's jumping.
Yeah, the guy's jumping.
The first thing you'll hear is Tortorella talking to the jumper, and the second thing you'll hear is splat.
No. Listen, you don't want to be here, then jump. End it now.
I gotta say this because it's just exploding. I'm going to explode mentally, not anyway or anyway else. We're all Ranger fans. We all love the Rangers. We're the biggest critics, and we're the. What is so great about playing here, other than the fans giving you their undying support? It's not like we've won a lot.
The fourth period is reporting the Lightning are out of the Richard sweepstakes.
I just gave you that.
Did you? I'm sorry. I thought you said something else. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Well, what a fourth period. Come on. I give it to you straight from the big guys. Anyway, there's no, if you don't want to play for John Tortorella and the Rangers, like, give it a break. It's not like you're going to be surrounded by stars here.
Think of it this way. Here's the three teams we're competing against. If he goes to L.A., he could be the third-line center, legitimately. They have Kopitar, and if they want to use Mike Richards as a number two, they will. If he goes to Toronto, there's going to be paparazzi following him into the bathroom to see how his bowel movements are, because that's what they do up there. And if he goes to the Flyers, that's just a bomb waiting to happen. We're actually the best option he has.
Like you said about the Flyers, I don't know how what kind of magic they could do with their cap situation. I'm not up to date on what that, but I just feel that they can't be in it. And you're right about Toronto. Toronto, that it's just going to be too much pressure. Here he can come, and if he's a success, we'll embrace him, we'll love him. If he helps Gaborik, it's a win situation on that front for sure.
If he goes to the Flyers, it's going to be about money. But, you can go, 10% above the cap in the offseason, but they're going to have to do further just deconstruction of that roster. And it's like, I have no idea what they're doing. And, everybody's, like my friends that are all Flyers fans say, oh, well, you're biased because you think every Flyers move is bad. It's like, I'm not biased against the Flyers. I'm biased against bad moves. And that's all your people do is bad moves. Over and over again.
They surely didn't help themselves that much today.
Now, I don't know how valid this source is, but Rangers, this is on Twitter. NHL sources say is the Twitter address. I have no idea how valid this guy is, so just take it with a grain of salt. But this is what's floating around on Twitter now because, of course, it's being retweeted all over the place. Rangers have the least amount of money on the table offered for Brad Richards, but still think they will sign him when all is said and done. Still no idea where he ends up.
Yeah.
Boy, when are the Rangers the ones with the least amount of money on the table?
What it probably is it's probably the least amount of years. Like, the Flyers love to give these people 14-year contracts, so don't be surprised if that's what their offer is. And I think Calgary offered like $63 million over 9 years. So maybe the Rangers' offer is the smallest in total dollars, but maybe they're front loading a 6 year $42 million, where it's $7 a year, but they give them like $10 a year in the first 2 years or something like that. So that's not necessarily the worst thing in the world if it's the lowest dollar amount, because that's just maybe how it's structured. It might not be a 14-year contract, which we don't want anyway.
Okay. Now, my question to you two, before we move on, we got a jam switchboard. Why don't I actually look at the switchboard for once? My question is, say Richards does not sign with the Rangers, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now what is plan B? Is it Simone Gagné? what is it?
You got to look at trade options. Obviously plan B isn't as good as plan A. Plan B, you wind up probably settling for maybe a guy like Steven Weiss.
Right.
A guy like, or somebody like that.
Here's my take on it. If you read what Torts said, he's like, let's not make a move for the sake of making a move. And he keeps saying how he likes the team. If Brad Richards wasn't a free agent this offseason, they probably wouldn't be on anybody. So they're probably going to try Stepan in the number one spot.
I get what Tortorella's saying. And yeah, I like this team too, but this team can't score. This team couldn't score in a Calcutta cat house. I mean, they can't score on the power play. I mean, this team, they can't score. They've had this problem for 3 years. They couldn't beat the Caps in 2009 because they couldn't score. They still can't score. So, yeah, we don't want to add somebody, but we got to add somebody, you know?
Well, you know, you still have younger players that are progressing. Maybe Stepan can be the number one center. Maybe they go out and maybe get a not very expensive wing. You never know what they do there. But and this is why I didn't want Richards from the get-go, is they have centers coming up that are supposed to be filling these roles. You know, I figured maybe they might move one up the wing.
We cannot go into next season. This is why I would, you know, listen, we can go into next season, but my pro Richards thing is the offense is porous. It's anemic. The power play is a disaster. I love the work ethic of the team. I love the way the defense plays solid. But they have to, just from a watchability, I love the effort. Don't get me wrong. But this team needs some. Look at the playoffs. I mean, to get 15 shots on net, 20 shots on net at times was and talk about no quality shots on net. There's got to be some excitement brought to this place. Just for the edification of the Ranger fan who wants to see it, Jim's right. Tortorella has had this team on the lockdown, and mainly because, you know, he's playing with the cards he was dealt. But if Brad Richards can come in, I have no problem throwing this guy as much money as I want. I don't care. I don't care now. I'm in shiny new toy mode. I'll be regretting this in a week. But right now, I want this guy at Ranger. I want him. Don't tease me.
How many teams are successful with 11 third and fourth line forwards on their roster? And that's what this. I mean, that's what they are.
Right.
Well, yeah, but in all honesty, is the roster as currently constituted that much different than the team that just won the Stanley Cup? That much different?
The entire roster?
If you look team versus team, I mean, Boston has players, but they don't have, like, world-beating offensive players.
No.
They
don't have Chara. We don't have a Chara,
no.
I'll tell you right.
No.
We don't have... you know, I can't tell you. I mean, I follow them. Yes, we match up very well against the Bruins, but that doesn't make us, in my opinion, a Stanley Cup contender.
Right.
You know, that,
any more
you know,
than finishing a point behind the Flyers last year made us a Stanley Cup finalist either.
Yeah. So I see where you're going with that, you know, but their whole team dynamic is a lot different than ours. Ours, I always feel like it's a rope-a-dope game.
Yeah, but here's hey, remember, the team that won the Stanley Cup was a goal away from being out in the first round to a pretty crappy Montreal team. There's parity in the league anymore. At the end of the day, if you have a program that works, do they have to score a lot of goals? They need to score a few more goals. They actually, I think, were deceptive
right,
in the fact that they actually had a decent
before we send you on your
goal.
Way, before we send you on your way, because I noticed today you're talking a lot of crap. You know, I'm only kidding. About it. You're talking a little bit nonsense here. This is the same team that the Rangers went in against the Capitals. We couldn't buy a goal against Michael Neuvirth, who's a stiff, by the way. They look like world beaters. Everybody said the Caps are for real.
Hold on, excuse me.
Rangers.
Let me jump in real quick here. Darren Drager. This is just out now. Folks, indications suggest the Rangers are still the front runner, but make no mistake about it, the Calgary Flames are in the hunt. Why in God's name would he want to go to the Calgary Flames? That team is a disaster. Might as well go to the Islanders. At least the weather's better.
Now, and let me just finish this point. We'll get back
Sorry.
To that. Then the Capitals play the next round. Who'd they play? They got
Tampa.
Tampa, they got ran out of the building. They weren't even in that series. They looked like stiffs. So, the Rangers weren't close to anything. Let's be realistic. They need offense, and they have some offensive guys. We got Kreider coming up. all these guys, if Hagelin makes the team, if Christian Thomas, he'll come up, and it all. I don't know. I think they need a vet more. Just they got to plug a hole, and hopefully when these guys come up, Richards can, put them under their wing as he's declining. So that's the way I look at it. Now, what idiot just tweeted? Was it Dancing Larry Brooks tweeted that the Rangers didn't have the highest offer, and now Drager, who has got complete and I have complete and utter respect for, he tweets they're the front runner.
For Brooks said that their offer was not the most money, but that they were still in the running, and then Drager said that they're still the front runner. So I mean they don't contradict each other. I think Drager, Drager just.
Maybe I'm just biased because Drager, I guess I like Drager and I don't like Larry Brooks, so I guess that's getting in the way of how I interpreted that. I'm sorry, Captain, if I've been a little rough with you the last couple of
weeks. Not at all. I think that what they're saying might be right. They might be right. The Rangers offer may not be the highest in total dollars, but it may be okay. It may not be a mega deal like Calgary wants to give them $70 million or what it is, but the Rangers want to give him a fair deal, and he might come play for the Rangers. And that might be the equalizer.
Yeah, I mean, Calgary might be offering him one of these 12-year contract de jures, Oh, there's Drager calling Eddie. All right, Captain. Listen, we're going to move on to some other calls. Thank you for being the first person on the Blue Shirt Underground, buddy. And we'll talk to you next time.
I am very honored. Take care.
Take it easy. All right, so you ready to move on with phone calls? You want to interject here?
No, I'm ranted out for now. I also wanted to have everybody, we got a record crowd in here. We have like 63, 64 chatters in here.
Yeah, that's 71 we're up to now.
71. I'm so burnt out.
69 if you take out the two of us, because we're always here.
That's true. So I don't know, Jim. I'm burnt out following this thing today. I got to tell you, it was draining.
Oh, yeah, I know. And we got some new faces in here tonight, I see, too. Bobby Lemaire, I know he's new. Cutter Historical,
nice.
He's new. Guest 21149, he's new. Guest 21698, that's Rosasco. Hoagie X and Hokey Pokey are here. We love you guys. Thanks for being here. Oh, exactly. Cutter was very upset with us, by the way, that we didn't go on at 8 o'clock tonight so that he could do his disaster at 10 o'clock or catastrophe or whatever he calls it.
Well, he'll get over it.
Because, we do sit around all week and try and plan our life around Cutter and his busy life.
Yes. Glad to see some new faces.
Yeah, it's great. We love it. Thank you guys for being here. We hope you'll stay with us. Don't forget, Wednesday night, next week, right? Wednesday, July 6th?
Yep.
James Patrick, former New York Ranger and current Buffalo Sabre assistant coach. I'm anxious to hear what he's going to have to say about some of these contracts Buffalo threw around today.
I told you, man. Didn't I tell you that this guy, what's his name, Zito?
Riger?
Oh,
the new owner you're talking about, right? No.
The new owner, yeah.
What the hell's his name? I don't know. I don't know.
Whatever. Richie Rich, let's call him Richie Rich.
There you go.
James Patrick told me he went to every dressing room in the NHL personally to get a gauge on how he's going to build his state-of-the-art mega dressing room. I think it's going to cost I have to talk to James. I may have gotten it wrong, but he's like $7 million. So this guy's like a fan with mad money. He's just going to – he's like us if they gave us cash.
Right.
Which I can tell you right now, me and you would have Richard signed by now and all of us Wrestling Ranger fans. 7 years, $200 million. Let's go. Whatever it takes to get you
seven
in here.
7 years, $200 million. Slightly less than what Blog Talk pays us to be here.
Yeah. And just a couple things. A couple guys who went off the board quickly that I was interested in was Newski went to Columbus. I don't know what they're doing there. I guess they're going for it in order to make the team competitive, make the playoffs, in order to get some fans in that building. But like we have said, the team that lost $25 million last year is with Jeff Carter and that signing, which I think was close to about $5 million per season. Maybe a little bit more. Just crazy. But I don't want to go whining about salaries. And then a lot of people, late Ranger fans, wanted a late run at Thomas Fleischmann, a guy who's battled a blood clot the last couple of years.
Yeah, well,
a lot of Ranger fans.
In trouble with
because Zipperhead tweets that, I like Fleischmann's upside. I'm like, dummy. The guy's coming back from a freaking blood clot. The only way he can go is up. You know what I'm saying? He played 20 games the last two seasons each season. What are you saying? You're just saying stupid stuff for any reason. And
he can get a paper cut, sign in his contract, and bleed out.
Exactly. And I really thought we were going to get him because he's got that injury factor. We always wind up with that damaged goods and
reclamations.
Right. It's always some kind of, he's got some baggage. We always go for the baggage guy.
Right.
And even Richards has got baggage with the concussions and, so anyway, so we got into it with him, and I don't know, he said something lame, and then I was done with you. I said, go check your sked.
All right. Before we take our next call, really quick, everybody knows our buddy Jay of the Dead, who hasn't been here in a couple weeks. He's getting married tomorrow. We want to wish him all the best, Jason and Charlie.
Yeah.
A really cool Rangers his and her cake topper. I saw pictures of it. He's wearing a Matthew Barnaby jersey in the cake topper. She's wearing Dubinsky. Don't ask me why he's wearing Matthew Barnaby. But wish them all the best, and hurry up and get back from your honeymoon so you can be here in the chat room and what's really important.
Yeah, get your priorities straight.
Yeah, really. Getting married on free agency weekends, just not smart. It's not fun. All right.
Not fun.
Let's go to the Tucson area. 520, you're on Blue Shirt Underground Radio. Who's this?
This is Pete in Tucson, Arizona.
Pete,
how you guys doing today?
Peterman 7200 on the banter or something like that, right?
That's correct. I'm also Peterman 7 on Twitter.
There you go. Okay.
Oh, nice.
I got a few points I'd like to throw out to you guys, and I try not to take over the show, but first off, I'd like to say that Mike Rupp signing, I like it. The guy plays all three forward positions. He's got tremendous size. He's strong. He's got a nose for the net. I'm not saying he's going to score 30 goals or anything like that, but he's a good grinding type player. He's going to add some grit. Or as Tortorella likes to say, some jam. And I like him. I like the signing. It's a good term. It's good money. And the term situation today with all these big terms, all these years everybody's getting. The reason for it, I believe, is because who knows what's going to happen when the current CBA runs out. These guys are going to be, all these teams, they're not going to have any players. And if, you've got, four, five, six good depth guys on your contract, under contract, you're not going to have to worry about what's going to happen when the CBA runs out. So I think that's why a lot of guys like Bergenheim got a four-year deal, and, all these guys got four-year deals, three-year deals. I think that's why that's happening today.
Yeah, I definitely concur with that. I think that's really a good point. I really do think that's why we saw a lot of crazy years thrown out of these guys. Not that it was crazy, but still, it was higher than...
No, I mean, but like Bergenheim on a four-year deal, I mean, yeah, he had a good run last year, and he kind of stepped up his game, but, that's a big term to give a guy who's kind of, been wishy-washy. He's been...
Right.
He went to Europe, he came back, he went to Europe, he came back. So,
this is,
I
is
think
floating
that's
around.
Why you've seen a lot of that.
Let me just jump
hold
in
on,
real quick. This is jumping around Twitter now. Apparently, Calgary is offering 9 years, $64 million.
Wow.
Jesus. $7 million a year for Richards.
I love his reaction. Jesus.
Wasn't Feaster trying to make cap room? Wasn't Jay Feaster trying to make cap room?
I don't know, but how do you sell Brad Richards on the Calgary Flames? I mean,
Jerome Iginla and Alex Tanguy, it's a pretty dynamic line. And if they get Langkow back healthy, they're not a great team, don't get me wrong, but you know, I mean, they do have a great goaltender in Kiprusoff, who's been overworked the last 3 years as well. But I'm not trying to make a case for it. I still think that Richards is going to be
a Ranger. Like Frosty just said in the chat room, it's still Calgary.
Yeah,
or as Bernie Nichols said, Calgary.
Well, think about how Calgary feels. They've got all these old players at the top of their roster, and Edmonton, which is right up the road, has all these young players at the top of their roster. So, you know, Calgary's jealous, so they feel like they have to do something to, you know, counteract what's going on in Edmonton.
Maybe.
But anyway, I wanted to talk about the Rangers' left wing situation. I have the perfect player, and his name is Valtteri Filppula from the Detroit Red Wings. He plays center. He plays left wing. But his best asset is that maybe he's not a great, you know, even strength guy. Maybe he's not, you know, the perfect even strength guy in terms of back checking and all that great stuff. But the guy on the power play does not give up the puck. He can play both left wing and center. He's good on faceoffs. Yeah, maybe he's had a little bit of, you know, injury problems, but he's on a similar contract to Volsky, you know, and if Slats can somehow work some deal to get rid of Volsky, I would love to have Filppula on the second line. I think he'd be a great addition. He's an excellent power play player, and that's exactly what the Rangers need. And I know the Red Wings have been sniffing around trying to, you know, find a deal for him. So.
Oh, that's a good point. I have never even thought of that, but that's a good point.
You guys should look him up.
He's
a pretty good player. The other thing, too, I'll let you guys go after this comment, too. Avery's probably going to be done. I mean, we've got Fedotenko now on left wing or right wing, wherever he lines up. Avery's probably going to be gone because I believe that Carl Hagelin's going to make this team. Hagelin's been all over the net. I know it's only, you know, a prospect training camp, but, you know, now Hagelin's going to have the rest of the summer to get in better shape. He's going to come into training camp. He's going to know what to expect. And, you know, he's one of the older guys we have. Hagelin's like 22, I believe. He's not an 18, 19-year-old prospect and gets sent to junior. You know, I think that Tortorella's going to give Hagelin every opportunity to play. And he's got, and I think he was a co-captain at Michigan, I believe. So,
yeah.
I think he's got a really good shot to make the club. You know, so you put Hagelin in there, you put Rupp in there, you put Boyle in there. You know, I think Christensen is going to be gone too. I don't think Christensen is going to stick around. I mean, he doesn't have a position. He can't take faceoffs. He's not consistent enough to play a key role for the Rangers next season. And if they think that he is, I don't know. I think there's something wrong with this team.
Yeah, no, I agree with you.
With apologies to my buddy Nick, who was in the chat room, Phoenix Ranger. I'm done with her. Christensen, I said it the other night. He's become
Christensen
Phillips on this team.
I see this. Filppula is a what is he? How do you say his name?
I think it's Filppula.
Valtteri Filppula.
Filppula.
I just can't wait to hear Sam Rosen say his name. That's all I'm looking for.
Power play points last year. He sounds like a real power play god.
He will not give up the puck on the power play. He's like a vacuum, and he keeps the he keeps. You know, remember if you guys watched the Rangers last year as much as I did, which was every game. They always gave up the puck on the power play. They had no puck possession. And, you know, Filppula, however the hell you pronounce it, he will not give the puck up, and he makes great plays with the puck. He's creative. He's like Alex Tanguay wishes he could be. And what's funny is Tanguay's Canadian. It's usually the Canadians that are tougher and more, you know, they have more grit. And Filppula, being a European, a Russian player, I believe, or a Czech player, you know, he's one of these guys. He's like a hound. And, you know, I think he'd be excellent, you know, setting up Gabrick. I mean, I think he could play a top line role in a power play. You know, give Stepan some time too, and if they sign Richards, which I believe they will. But I love the Rangers' defense too. So I think that's a strength. I think if they don't get Richards for some reason, I think that's a strength that the Rangers can deal from, maybe throw Wolski in the deal to get rid of that salary. And, you know, I know Detroit's got an aging defense. I'm sure they'd love to get one of the Rangers' defensive prospects. What do you guys think?
Good.
I'll sign off on the deal.
No, I won't. No, I'm looking at this guy's stats. I mean, I take your word for it. He's hard to knock off the puck, but I don't know.
Well, you also have to...
give another chance.
You have to factor in too. You have to factor in too that Phil Pula played on Detroit. I mean, they have so many forwards. You know, I mean, you know, you've got guys like Zetterberg and Datsyuk and you know all those guys. Who's that guy the Rangers had for years and they gave him away, and now he's a great scorer. What the hell's his name? Winger. Daniel Cleary. Isn't he still with the Red Wings?
I think so, yeah. Here, you want the latest from Drager?
Yeah,
Iginla believed to be involved in Flames' offer. Richards, Iginla, and Tanguay. Flames' travel schedule may be a negative.
I don't think the Rangers...
Can you imagine how many points they would put up, that line? That line would be one of the best lines in NHL history, in my opinion. I mean, Tanguay would be incredible because all he would have to do is set up plays. Keep the puck alive.
San Jose signs Michael Hantsoep to a 2-year deal for $2.5 million a year.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Shamielson. That's the guy. Mikhail.
Oh,
that's
Mikhail.
The guy. Thank you, B4MV01.
You go. For my Valentine 01. And I think he weighs a post lockout. Casualty. I don't know. So anyway, yes. I don't think Calgary's in. I'm sorry. I just can't see it. Maybe I just don't want to ruin my dreams right now. But come on, it's still Calgary.
But, you know, guys, I just want to say too, I'm really happy that the Rangers didn't go out and spend a lot of money today, because you can't just throw money at the problem. And I mean, ever since Tortorella took over as coach, I know everybody's noticed that it seems like that all they do is they try to find the right guys. It's I don't like to be cliche and corny, but it's like Herb Brooks from Miracle. It's like in the movie, you know, Kurt Russell, he said, I'm looking for the right players. I mean, that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to get guys in there that want to play and they don't care about anything else. Like Avery's distracted all the time with his glamour and all that crap. We need guys that their number one focus when they get out of bed in the morning, it's not going to Starbucks or anything like that. It's getting in and getting into practice and getting ready for the game. And I'm glad that, you know, Slats isn't going out and spending money on these guys. You know, I mean, Leno got, what, $30 million? And he scored 19 goals last year? I mean, it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. I'm happy that they're being cautious and waiting for Richards to make his decision, because then, you know, the Rangers can go out and make a trade and get a guy like, you know, maybe Steven Weiss, who's pretty good on faceoffs, can set up plays. Or I don't want Tim Connolly, but, you know, Phil Pula, as I mentioned, I mean, there's a couple other guys we could get. But honestly, I think that if they can't get Richards, I think it's going to be a trade or nothing, and the Rangers are going to roll with what they've got.
Yeah, well, I agree.
I agree as well on that.
All right, Pete, we're going to get to some other calls. The phone lines are jammed.
You guys have a happy
for calling
call.
In. You too. We'll talk
have
to you soon.
Have a good night, Pete.
Bye-bye.
Stay cool.
I got to tell you, Pete is talking that Calgary lineup like it's a, you know, it's the gag line of Calgary up there.
The Legion of Doom.
Yeah, the Legion of Doom with Alex Tanguay. Give me a break.
All right,
he's
now,
overrating those guys a little
now,
bit.
I saw you put up on the Blue Shirt Underground Facebook page today. You posted a question about Sheldon Soure, who signed for, was it $1.6 million? Who did he sign with? Who did Soure?
Escapes me at this moment. I tell you, I'm so fried.
Twitter just ran you ragged today, huh?
Oh, my God. Somebody will say it in the chat room.
Dallas.
Well, Soure.
Right. Dallas.
Yeah, Dallas for 1.5, was it?
1.65.
And
so
I posed. Yeah, go ahead. You,
well, your question was, would you have taken a chance on him for 1.165? And I was surprised. Most people said no.
Why not?
That's what I'm saying.
1.65. What could it do? The guy would, I don't know. As a power play specialist, you know, is he? I know he's injured all the time, but, you know, anything. I mean, that's bargain basement. 1 year.
We've made this joke before. The Rangers have a 1.65 million in the couch cushions. You know?
Exactly.
I just got a text message from Nick, Phoenix Ranger. Damn it, Jim. When Erik Christensen scores 25 goals this year, I want apologies.
Mando made a good quote. No Ranger fans wants to sign anyone older than 25.
Now, was there anybody else that you saw that got signed today at a contract that you looked at and thought, gee, you know, Rangers could have used this guy at this money, you know, something like that? Was there somebody out there? Marty Reasoner?
Well, Marty Reasoner, best fourth liner on the Islanders ever. Let's see what I liked. I really didn't think anything was Ranger worthy. Like I had said,
Standards all of a sudden?
Well, you know, as far as Wisniewski and Leno, they got ridiculous money.
Oh, yeah, I mean, those were just...
Those are the guys I targeted. I wanted to see them. And I thought Fleischman got, Fleischman's margarine there got too much money. So I was, saying, wow, that we could have gotten that guy and he could improve at a reasonable price. I just didn't see it. You know, we're only looking for offensive defensemen. We're not looking all those guys are off the board. And, I would have liked to see, and maybe still will see, Simone Gagné. I know he's got some problems, but we got to get some – we got to take a chance. Got to give it a whirl. I know it'll probably end in heartache and ridiculousness, but, we got to give it a whirl.
It'll end in heartache, disgust, and buyouts.
Right. I mean, that's essentially how the Rangers keep their books. They have three separate sections right there. got to take a shot. It's a whirl.
Right.
But that's – and maybe Steven Weiss will come in a trade. But I really want Richards.
You want that big toy.
Well, I just think it would add a lot, just for the reasons. It's not just purely superficial. Wow, we got the top player guy, and it'll be a big splash. But it just is a good fit for now. And I know it's going to be like we said. You remember that Calgary offered him 9 years.
Well, yeah, and Bob McKenzie just tweeted now. This is his tweet. Let's say Calgary offers $64 million for 9 years, or a cap hit of about $7 million. But if the last 3 years are bogus, it could end up being 6 years for about $60 million.
Do you think, now, again, this is probably, it's going to probably come way down from what they're talking. I mean, do we really think that Brad Richards is a $10 million player? I mean, that would make him the highest paid player in hockey. I could see the Rangers doing that.
Sure.
Yeah.
I could have seen them doing it with Fedotenko.
Because people would say, who's the highest player? You know, people don't know about hockey. Ovechkin, Crosby, Malkin, Corey Perry. No. Brad Richards. Who's he? He's on the Rangers.
Bob McKenzie, I suspect NYR are the favorite to win out, but I would guess Calgary is ahead of Toronto or L.A. or other suitors at this point. We'll find out soon enough.
Yeah. Well, I know, we were talking about the pressure in Toronto if he were to go there. I think the pressure for him, if he knew about this chat room, would be great in Toronto. Because
we'd chase him right away.
Everybody's hardcore here.
He saw this bunch of these commie pinkos.
But McKenzie said he's confident the Rangers will win out, or he's surmising that they might win.
He's surmising. I suspect NYR favorite to win out, but I would guess Calgary is ahead of Toronto and Atlanta, or Toronto and Atlanta, L.A. or other suitors. We'll find out soon enough.
All right. Before we get back to the phone calls, just want a quick poll. If Richards were to get $10 million per for 7 years, in the chat room, in this great Blue Shirt Underground chat room of ours, would you go for it? I'm saying yes, because I'm just caught up in the whole thing.
You want him that bad.
Yeah, I'm like one of those guys like in Monopoly who wants Park Place or Broadway and will spend all his money to get it and then have no other properties and lose the game.
And nobody lands on Park Place or Broadway anyway.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
The worst properties on the board.
Yeah. Hell to the no, says Linda Hood.
Only Greg is taking. Only Greg's putting his name on that contract. And Mandar.
Yeah. All right.
8K's in with you. All right. You got some. You have some.
I have some people with me. Some other.
Stranger said, "If you're not paying, Christensen $10 million, and nobody's worth $10 million." Frosty said, "Give him Baltic Avenue money." Quick release. Why stop at 10? Give him $19 million a year. Oh man, gotta love you guys.
Guys are freaking hysterical. But for my Valentine, what did I say? What did I say? 6 years, $10 million apiece. $60 million. My math is correct. Back to the phones we go.
All right. Let's see. Who's who's this? Been waiting a long time here. 631-678. You're on Blue.
Hello?
Shirt. Who's this?
This is Tanya.
Hello, Tanya.
I represent the RLFA, Ranger Fan Liberation Army.
Oh.
We are holding Glenn Sather here so he does nothing crazy. Excuse me. Eduardo, don't give him a cigar. No cigar for him. Hey, guys, how you doing?
We're doing great.
It's Margaret. So,
Tanya, you sounded like
name a... to Underground. Uh-oh. I'm changing my name to Tanya.
Oh, okay.
That was good because I thought it was I thought it was like a teenage boy.
That's what I thought. Margaret, you are off the chain, as they say in the hood.
I am. You got it. It's madness. It's free agent madness.
Yeah. So, what do you? I'm still laughing over that phone call. So, what do you think is happening? You think you want to really kidnap Glenn Sather and save him from spending this money?
I don't know, but I just before we go into the whole Brad Richards thing, Jim, I was one of the people that said yes to Surrey, just to go on the record. I mean, Jesus, roll the dice. If you're going to spend $10 million on freaking Brad Richards, what about it? You know, the guy, at least McCabe is slow. Surrey's slower, but at least he hits the freaking net half the time.
Right.
You know,
got
I mean,
a hard
I
shot.
That to me was a no-brainer. It was cheap. Yager going to Philadelphia, let him have him. I just think Yager's time is over in New York, and I'm glad that they didn't offer him that. And as far as Richards goes, I'm thinking since they signed Fedotenko that's an inducement. But as far as Calgary and Calgary being like not a desirable place to go, something you got to take into consideration is the fact that, you know, would you rather play for big money in a place where you're not going to be the center of attention? And next to Toronto, New York is the biggest goldfish bowl in the league. So, and if you come here, the pressure's on you to perform like it was on for Drury and Gomez, and they didn't, and subsequently they became, well, goats, and in Drury's case, his career is over. So I think that's something you got away as far as coming to New York for Richards. Money, I don't think coming to New York is that big of a draw. I think money is probably the biggest consideration. That's just how I feel.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, certainly. I don't, you know, And New York's a fishbowl, but, you know, if he plays in Toronto, you know, on the radio every day after, you know, a bad performance, they're going to be on him. I mean, look at Phil Kessel and how much hair he's lost since he's been there. I mean, the guy looks, well, he's a mess. He's a mess now. So, I agree with you. I mean, you know, I think it's going to be the highest bidder. I mean, I don't begrudge a guy money, and I don't begrudge a team giving him the money. Right now, it seems to be a good fit. I mean, we at least can argue that when we got Scott Gomez and when we got Chris Drury, that at that time, most Ranger fans wanted those guys. So we're kind of back in that situation, and I understand everybody being afraid that, you know, we may get burnt. But this is still, you know, you got, again, like you said with Suri, we got to roll the dice. I know we get burned. It comes up craps every time, but we got to keep throwing it. I mean, it's just, it's a good fit.
Well, going back to when they signed Drury and Gomez, my real feeling when that happened was they got the wrong saber. I would definitely have gone for Briere over Drury 10 times out of 10. And hindsight proved that right, but, you know, at the time I just said, no, Briere is a goal scorer. He's a goal scorer. You know, Drury was not. And the other thing this morning, I was listening to those knuckleheads on NHL, on XM. These guys are obsessed with money. They're adding up how much everybody is spending. Who gives a crap what everybody's spending? You know, the lockout notwithstanding, they've raised the ceiling. They've raised the ceiling and the floor, and this money has to be spent. But these guys up in Canada, I guess maybe because Canada was, you know, so far behind us for so many years, in you know, as far as exchange rate and everything, that these guys hear these numbers and they just get crazy. I don't understand why they begrudge people being paid to do what they do, but there again, I don't understand why a team like Florida, unless they got to make the floor, would pay Joe Vanoski that kind of money. He's 35 years old. Why would you do that? That doesn't make any sense to me. There's a lot of things that happened today that don't make sense to me. Signing Sheldon Surrey for the Rangers would have been a chance I would have taken. I don't know.
Yeah, I thought so too, but who knows? He may just be completely done. I mean, I don't know. But for that kind of money, I would have, again, given it to the world. Like you said, it could be a buyout, it could be a send down, it could be whatever it's got to be if it didn't work out.
Yeah, he sent him back to the AHL. He spent the whole season there last year.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, send
him back to the Hershey Bears.
Yeah.
And not only that, guys, but have you seen any pictures of his wife?
Who?
She hot?
I heard Rupp.
No,
Rupp's got a hot
Surrey.
Wife.
Holy
yeah, Rupp's got a hot wife.
No, Sheldon Surrey. He's married to some Playboy centerfold. Holy moly, she would have the men going crazy.
She'd
be worth a million and a half just to have her sit in the stands.
Well, now
Not that that means any difference to me. Actually, this afternoon somebody said, you know, Eisenman. I said, if Eisenman came to me personally, I would do anything he asked, you know. And then somebody said,
Angelica Bridges.
What did this turn into love line? I mean, really, with Dr.
I could go to her.
I only have eyes for Stepan's mom. I'm sorry. That's it. She's still my
Listen,
woman.
Listen, guys, you be good. Enjoy the rest of the evening, and, you know, we'll see where Brad decides to go. But between you and me, Toronto, New York, they're equal goal fishbowls. I think he would probably have more anonymity as far as living in New York than he would in Toronto, because we're the fifth or sixth sport down the line here. So certainly New York over Toronto, but Calgary, you know, if they throw enough cash at him and he can be anonymous up there, so he buys long underwear.
All right, Margaret.
Are you all going to issue berets to everybody like the SLA back in the day? You know,
like Patty Hearst?
Didn't you get what I was doing on Tanya?
Oh, I get it.
Simulian Liberation Army. I'm tired of you. The beret?
What's his name? Che Guevara? He's always had the beret on in those posters. That's what we should get. We should make
that's
a poster. You and I like that Che Guevara poster, Eddie.
There you go. I'm telling you. And not only that issue, everybody, you know, come to things and wear berets at, like, you know, what do you call it? Those simulcasts, like we did in Molly Weeds. Everybody turn up in a beret. Sunglasses. And goatees. Be perfect.
That's fine.
Lots of women in goatees.
I like that. I like that.
Listen, my brothers.
All right, Margaret.
Take care.
We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
I got to tell you, man, this chat room is a laugh a minute.
They are.
Eva is proclaiming her love for Discover commercials with Peggy in it. We got a guy that, I missed who said it, but someone said Suray's wife is a smoke show. I've never heard that.
Yeah, what does that mean? Is that good or bad?
Yeah, she's smoking. Smoking hot. She's a smoke
hot.
Show.
Okay. All right. Well, then, okay, that's good. She is. She's hot. AngelicaBridges.com if you want to get a gander at her. She's not unattractive at all. So, all right, what do we got here? 9:30. We got a little less than an hour to go. We check the tweets here, see if there's any updates. I don't see anything.
By the way, that was Mitch M.X. who said that she was a smoke show.
Oh.
I like that. I'm using that now.
That's not Mitch Beck, is it?
No. Mitch Beck is right now at...
Oh, that was a great tweet you had today. Devin Didio Media is the next Cam Neely.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I was thinking about, you know, because Margaret knows Mitch too, that if the Rangers were to send down Sheldon Suray to the whale pack there, that Mitch Beck would say he's, you know, a great guy. You know, he's the next Bobby Orr. He's a gentleman. Just like he said Wade Redden was a great guy.
Right.
Yeah. Screw you, Mitch Beck.
Hoagie X had a great idea. So we got to send Tim Erickson out to tell Richards how much playing in Calgary would suck.
He's been all over it tonight. He's been hot, Hoagie X. I'm going to tell you. Everybody's bringing their A game.
As it should be. We expect nothing less. Oh, Brad Richards is on Twitter. I didn't know that.
Get him in here. Get him on the show.
@BRichards_1991. He has not tweeted at all today. Tweeted, twattered at all today. His last tweet was last night. Big day tomorrow. Very open-minded to all the situations that will be presented. Too bad I couldn't try them all. We'll be good to move on. Make up your fucking mind already. Enough. We want ratings.
Well, ratings? What do you ever care about ratings?
I don't know.
People are asking me if I've got hate for Zippe or Mitch Beck. Inferno asked me that. No, I don't have...
No.
I don't have hate for Zippe. Just with Zippe, in the past I've tried to contact him, and I always get some crazy response that's like makes short. It
and
doesn't
dismissive.
Really. It's very dismissive. So, and there's a couple times, and I think Inferno's from the HF boards, which he posts some really good stuff, and he knows his stuff. I don't have hatred for the guy, but he's dismissive. He also, and listen, some of the things we say on this show sometimes wind up in his articles. I don't know if it's coinkydink. I don't know. It just somehow gets in there. As a matter of fact, when Zuccarello first came here, and I think it was on the HF board, somebody came up with the Frodo from Modo or The Hobbit or something like that. And I mentioned it on the show. We had all had a good laugh at it, and I swear, wasn't it like a week later, the Frodo from Modo?
Right.
And somebody else, one of the other beat writers, mentioned something about it. I forget what it was. Anyway, it was just that. So I don't have the problems with Zippe, although I think he's quite outdated. I don't think he's really worked in it as hard as some of the other guys. Mitch Beck has been on the show several times, and every time has been a complete idiot. You don't come on somebody's show and tell them, well, you're completely wrong. And he certainly knows a lot about the wolf pack. He tends to overrate the whale. He tends to overrate every player and thinks they're NHL material, you know, which some may be, some may not be. And what's the other problem I have? He knows nothing about the current Ranger team. And he comes across as a guy who knows the team. I don't think he watches the Rangers. I think he's just a guy who follows the whale. So, and he's really
good. And an enormous name dropper.
Yes. He's always name dropping. It's like, can I pick this up? You drop the name. You know, I mean, he's that type of guy. So that's that answer your question in front. So what else we got?
There you have it.
There you have it. But right, I'm a lover. I love everybody. I love everybody in this chat room individually. It's Ranger love. It's not sexual. It's just Ranger love. And we've got an event coming up. Well, I'll get to that in a little while. As soon as I get to that link. People want me to fight Mitch Beck. That would be great.
celebrity boxing. Really quick, we appreciate how many of you have signed up for our Facebook group. There's about 360 of you. Still looking. Next goal is 500. And anybody that's in that group, you can invite as many Ranger fans as you want. You have the power to invite them in. You don't need us to do it. So by all means, reach out to your Ranger fans. Get them in the Facebook group. And we've had some great conversations in there the last couple of days about free agency and about everything else. So it's become a real nice little hub, if you will, for us to kind of keep things going with you guys. We appreciate it. And let me throw this out there because everybody a lot of people have asked me. If you can change the settings in the group so that you don't get emailed when there's messages, okay? It's pretty easy to do. You just go right on the blue shirt banner, blue shirt, I knew I'd make that mistake at some point, right on the Blue Shirt Underground Radio group page, and you'll see edit settings, and it'll come up. There'll be a window, and it'll say, send me emails every time somebody posts. You uncheck that, and you'll get no emails. I had to do it as well. All right?
So
I've seen a lot of people. And then some girl yesterday, please don't invite me to any Facebook groups without my permission. I'm like, lady, it's a Facebook group. It's not like we signed you up for 20 years of Time Life books. So quit if you don't like being here. Get out. And you don't have the option of asking someone's permission to add them to the group. You either add them or you don't add them. I thought I was doing something nice. Screw her. To hell with her.
I'll
unfriend her. Unfriended.
No reason to get yourself in a tizzy there, young lady.
I'm not in a tizzy.
Not you. I said young lady. We're answering the young lady now. The great...
Plus we had 900 emails. Yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
The great Eva is setting up a Ranger fans get-together. This is going to be, I guess, an unofficial or maybe an official, I work with Eva, a Blue Shirt Underground event. There is nothing going on this particular day, but on Saturday, July 23rd, 2011, at 1 o'clock, it's a Saturday, as I mentioned, at L&B Spumoni Gardens in Brooklyn, New York. Pizza and Spumoni, I don't think it gets better than that. I'll be there, and hopefully all you crazy underground people and Ranger fans will be there just to drink beer, eat pizza, and eat Spumoni till we all vomit. So if you want any more details, you can contact Eva, SIMOS, on Facebook, or talk to me. But if you can make it down to Brooklyn on July 23rd, what is that? Baba Booey. What was that? It's 3 weeks from now. 3 weeks from 3 weeks from now, it'll be a pizza party that will be one for the age for the ages. We'll hang out, we'll talk Ranger hockey, we'll wear our Ranger paraphernalia, and maybe even stage a riot, a pizza riot. A pizza riot, though.
No sausage, no peace.
Cutter says, I am on a diet, but you know what? I'm not just on a diet, man. I'm working out. I'm working with the weights. And it does afford me to eat a little bit more, to have a couple slices of pizza, my friend.
You gotta cheat once in a while.
Yeah, actually, my trainer said that. I am under a personal trainer right now, Jim Ramsey.
Working with Barb Underhill. Rammer.
I'm working with Rammer and Barb Underhill, respecting my skating as well. And, you know, I think Brad Richards, if we sign him, maybe picking up the tab. So, I don't know. Everybody's now having a pizza discussion.
Rangers appear to be in good position here with Richards, not sure of numbers. That's the latest from Dancing Larry Brooks. And by the way, speaking of that, this guy that created this Dancing Larry Facebook group, who basically created his group and then glommed everybody out of our group, Dancing Larry must be stopped. Come on. You know what? I admitted this on his group. I used to pick on Dancing Larry, but you know what? He came to our viewing party. I got to meet him, got to talk to him, and I admitted I had Larry all wrong. He's an okay guy. He just loves the Rangers, and he likes to dance and get the crowd excited. So what? Leave Larry alone. They got bigger problems than Dancing Larry or this organization. Leave him alone. So the guy put me in his group, and I immediately quit. And then Larry sent me a message on Facebook. He's like, hey, Jim, how's it going? Just wanted to see what's going on. So you got a new show and a whole bit. And he says, you see somebody put together a Facebook group that I have to be stopped? He's like, what the hell is that all about?
Yeah. I'm the same way with Jim. The first time I met Dancing Larry was at the infamous Fire of Glen Sather rally. And he said he listened to the show and liked it. So originally I was like, wow, okay, well, Dancing Larry. He went from being complete idiot to like, I really like him. And, you know, it doesn't take much to win me over. No, but not that he was an idiot. I just didn't know him. And you quickly find out he's kind of shy. Like, we can't get him to talk on the radio. And I don't believe in the elitism of Ranger fans where, like, the less knowledgeable guy and the really knowledgeable guy, they're all the same to me. I don't say, well, this guy doesn't know as much, because certainly I don't know everything. I'm asking questions half the time on the show. So anyway, I get to talking to him, and he was such a nice guy. And let's face it, folks, he makes people smile. He makes the kids, and he endures a lot of abuse with the homo Larry, and he still sticks with the thing. And every event I've been in, people gravitate towards him and they're smiling. So what's wrong with that?
And do you remember at our first viewing party over in Hackensack, where they put the music on and Larry danced for everybody? And then do you remember what my daughter did? She got up and imitated Larry, and everybody
right.
went nuts watching my little girl dance like Dancing Larry. So you know what? Larry will always be okay with me.
And Larry, he's a great guy. He's a nice guy. So I don't see what the whole hate is. It's not like he's a douche. I mean, you know. So I mean, lay off Larry. That's a stupid group. First of all, I like the whole premise of that. I mean, you know, the premise of that group is that he's a jinx. Do you really think there is one fan in this universe that has any impact on what goes on the ice? I know we all like to think that we are somehow managing the Rangers with our minds on ice.
Right, yeah.
Let us do well.
Well, if we are, we're doing a shitty job with that power play, I'll tell you what.
Exactly. So that there are no jinxes. 1994 was gone. And so that's the way I look at it. And I've been in plenty of games where the Rangers, you know, came backlist last year in the last 2 minutes, because he does the dance late in the third period. That's just nonsense. It's nonsense. Let's move on.
All right. You ready for more phone calls?
Bring it on, brother. I love it, baby. What did you say? 172 live listeners right now?
Yes.
Incredible.
And here's one of them. One of my favorites, the lovely, the talented Miss Amy Ernano from Colorado. Amy, good evening. Welcome to Blue Shirt Underground.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
How are you?
How much, Amy?
Are you still experiencing internet and computer problems?
I am. I'm technologically cursed right now.
Oh.
I haven't gotten to hear any of the show other than what I've heard since I've been on hold.
Oh.
Okay. So what did you think so far of the free agency? What's your take on some of the signings and maybe the Mike Rupp signing and anything you want to talk about?
I don't know. I don't know. Rupp was a devil. And I guess he could help. They haven't really done anything that's going to make anything of an impact. And, you know, people can say what they want about Richards, and I don't want to sign the guy until he's 40 or anything like that, but, you know, he's an impact player. You know, we don't need 8,000, you know, Wojtek Volskys, and we don't need any more Sean Averys and any more Eric Christensens. And as much as I love Fedotenko and I'm glad they re-signed him, he's not going to save the team either. He's not, you know, I'm glad he's there. I think he'll help. But,
right.
You know, I mean, Richards is an impact player. People are talking about the guy like he's a scrub. You know, he's overrated and he's, you know, he wants all this money. He deserves money. He just doesn't deserve it for 8 years. At least not from us, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of people also think it. Perhaps if you don't get Richards this year, then next year's UFA crop, you'll have money to spend, or maybe to make a trade and get a real big, you know, later on, you know. So I agree with you. And also, Sue Papagallo said that she told you to call in tonight.
She told me, like, ad nauseum to call in tonight. I'm like, I can't even hear anything. What's going on? I have no idea what's being said. I don't know what's going on. I can't see the chat. I can't see anything. I can't hear anything.
You don't want to see the chat right now.
Why did you tell me that?
They're being very, very raunchy towards you.
Oh, great!
I told them we're having you and I are going to have a telethon so that we can road trip to the pizza party.
I'm telling you, I'm all for it.
We'll have a Facebook telethon.
Anything that gets me Brooklyn pizza will work for me at this point. Colorado pizza for the last 11 years.
Oh, Lord. So, Amy, I wanted to ask you, I mean, do you, if it's, Brad Richards is offered, I'm going to put it to you, you're the GM, he will come to the Rangers for $10 million per year for 6 years. Are you going to do it?
No.
All right. Jim,
$10
million
a year?
No. Jim, tell her what Calgary's offered him, reportedly.
Well, reportedly, Nine years, 64 mil.
Well, first of all, it depends if it's front loaded. On how much he's, you know, it's per, you know, part of it is per year for me. I mean, I wouldn't give him 9 years, no. Period. I'm not signing him until he's 40.
Right.
You know, 6, maybe 7 years if the price is right and you know, based on what he's getting per year. But I wouldn't give him 9 years, no. I don't care how much we need him. That's too much. But at the same time, you know, people are bringing up Drury and Gomez and Redden. He's not Drury or Gomez or Redden. He's a completely different caliber of player, and he's exactly what they need. And he's not injury prone. You can't call a guy injury prone after one concussion. That's retarded.
Yeah, I agree.
I would agree.
I would say six years at $7 million a year, maybe. I wouldn't give him more than 6 years, though. That makes him 37?
Yeah.
Yeah, but then we buy him out.
But at the same time,
we've already got
Sabres...
his buyout show scheduled 3 years down the road.
We already got his – right. We got the buyout show already put up on Block Talk.
Yeah. We're already prepared for that, right? No, he's, you know, it's just Sather, as much as, you know, I have more issues with Sather, just like every Ranger fan, but Sather's damned if he does and damned if he doesn't. Because if he signs Richards and they think he gave him too much money, it's another Drury, it's another Gomez, it's, you know, blah, blah, blah. And if he doesn't do anything, then we're still mediocre, Sather still sucks, get him the fuck out of there. So it doesn't matter what he does. People are still going to blame it on Sather, whether he signs him or whether he doesn't.
Right, they'll say he did nothing at the deadline last year. He did nothing at the free agent. You know,
somebody already posted it on Facebook today. Oh, look, trade deadline or free agency day, and oh, the Rangers signed Mike Rupp. That's a big deal. I'm like, you know, but then if he did something big, everybody's going to talk about how he's sinking the team and he's spending all the money. You know, the guy's just screwed no matter what he does.
Wow.
He's never going to make he's never going to make people happy. Yeah,
well,
he could sign Richards for 4 years for $5 million a year, and people would find a reason to criticize it.
If Glenn Sather was making everybody happy, Amy, you know what you'd be listening to right now? Silence. We'd have no show.
I was going to say nothing.
Exactly.
I mean, well, then thank God for Sather and his ineptitude. You know? Gives us a reason to have a show.
Exactly.
Yeah. Steve said it at the same time. Amy, I saw that you said goodbye to your job today on Facebook. Would you like to?
It wasn't my
like
job, actually. It's my landlord's. But
oh, really?
Okay. Anybody got a room? An extra room I can stay in?
You might find
really
one.
You really don't want to ask this
right
about that.
Should I have kept my mouth shut?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sue is trying to keep peace in here. She's going up. She's trying to.
Tell those assholes to calm down. Jeez.
Yeah.
Are we people or are we animals?
Well, we're a little bit of both. We're Ranger fans. We're manimals or womanimals if you're female.
But, I'm open for another job.
If anybody wants to get Amy back here in the New York, New Jersey area and can get her gainfully employed, making some big bucks, let us know. We got to get her some pizza.
For real, man. And an ocean. I need one of those again, too.
Yes.
Phoenix
is out.
Okay. Well, Amy, I appreciate you checking in, even though you were kind of peer pressured into it by the great Sue Papagallo.
Sue can be very persuasive.
She can.
In a good way.
Do you want me to leave you on hold so you can listen to the show? Or?
Yeah, go for it. I'd like to listen to the rest of it.
All right, we'll put you on hold. Thanks for calling in. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
All right. You too.
Thanks.
And Tony Orlando will be performing at our telethon to raise money to go to the pizza party. Making his first appearance on Blue Shirt Underground Radio. Back despite popular demand. He's a man of many talents, although we've never seen any of them. The great Robbie Guy Lombardo. Robbie, good evening. Welcome.
How you doing tonight, guys?
Doing well.
Doing pretty good.
Oh,
going
I'm
on?
Not.
You look going to get blown up because if you mention baseball right now.
I know.
You're
I'm just
mentioning
just to get annoyed, but.
All right.
But
I
was going to say. I just been getting rides out of you guys, but
it's a bunch of garbage.
What I was gonna say was, I liked at first, you know, when I saw the Rupp deal, I was kind of, you know, skeptical about it because I remember what you told me last year when they signed Bogaerts, that you know, you never sign a goon that you like for more than 2 years. But you know, looking at it, you know, he, no offense to Bogaerts, like you said, you're rest in peace, but I think Rupp is better than Bogaerts, and he has some skill. So listening to you guys, I think you guys talked me into it, and I like the contract. So. Okay. And the Fedotenko, one year, 1.4, I think we're good. So far, so good, I think. It's just we have to wait on Richard to see what he does. That's my take so far.
I think, again, I always commend you. Those were lucid, well-thought-out points. I think you have a career, you have a future in the broadcasting career, Robbie.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You hit all points on the head. So I think you're right. And we must take a commercial break right now, and then we'll get back to Robbie's call.
Vicky, what do I do with all this scrap metal? Dad, what should Jan do with all her scrap metal?
Tell her to shove it up her ass.
Put the stop in!
All right. Well, Robbie, we're back. So What do you think? What are you willing to pay Bradley
Richards? You know, the only thing that I'm scared of, and let me just...
Stop smoking those cigars, Robbie.
Good Lord.
They said it tickled my throat. Don't worry. Before you guys blow me up, let me just get this out for 1 second. All right. I never told you this. When they signed Drury and Gomez, I was so pumped. I was rubbing it into all my Devils fan friends. I really wanted to stand up.
You need to get that, Robbie? Somebody at the door?
No, no one's at the door.
Oh, okay.
But I was saying, you know, I was so excited. I thought that we were going to win the Stanley Cup, and I even put it in writing. It was so stupid of me. And then as years went on, Drury and Gomez didn't pan out to what they did. And I'm just so afraid that that's going to happen with Richards. And I could go either way with him. I just hope that he's not another Gomez or Drury or Redden or Rosenwald. That's all I have to say with him. So.
Okay. Very good.
Yes.
Of course, people do go both ways.
Caller number 2, introduce yourself to the public. Man, I done muted the call.
With these sighs, oh, my God.
Maybe, who knows? I don't know. I don't care. Whatever.
That's pretty much what you just said, Robbie.
True. True.
All right, Robbie. Well, thanks for checking in with us, and I hope things get better for you in baseball land.
I have to get this out. Fuck the Yankees. I can't stand them. Go to hell to all the fans. No offense to the guys. I can't stand them. I'm blowing up the Yankees. I can't stand the Yankees.
Dismissed. He got like... See, he did that on purpose.
Yeah.
So I had to give him the bonks and the crashes and everything.
Yeah, he deserved it all.
Yeah.
Bring us baseball to the conversation.
Miss. All right. So where are we at? 25 minutes to go.
Did he sign yet? I mean, what's going on here? It's almost 10:30, 10 o'clock here at the East Coast. What is he doing? There's nothing.
No answer yet. Let's see.
So far, the Islanders are beating us at signings. Marty Reese has made a big splash over there.
Harry Reasoner.
Harry Reasoner from 60 Minutes is over there.
And now Amy is pumping Sue Papagallo on Facebook to know what was going on in the chat room. And Sue's spilling her guts.
I tell you. This whole show is about truth and the American way.
Susie the Bull Papagallo is squawking.
Listen, I don't blame her.
And what she's saying is funny as hell.
I'd love to see some of the new. First of all, I want to thank all the older listeners who've been with us since the beginning. I mean, I love it. You guys are top notch in my book, but love to see the new Bobby LeMaire, as you mentioned, 8K Power. Well, I think an Earthworm 77. Just so many new people in here, guys. I really appreciate it. Even all the guests, it's just phenomenal. And, you know, we talked about this a little bit last week about how, you know, the Rangers are running that happy, shiny people thing over there at their website. Anthony Grachev is ready to make the next step. It was like a 2 week, and then he's been wanting to be traded for a year. They didn't mention that. So you know you're going to get nothing. That's why I'm always over on Jim Cerny, because let's face it, the guy's a corporate chill. And everybody is living under the cloak the cloak of fear.
So, Mike Rupp has tweeted that he is honored to be a part of the Rangers and can't wait to put that sweater on.
Yeah, he also mentioned he loves that building. Those are fighting words. You say screw Grachev, that whiny biatch. I got news for you, and I'm still going to stick with it. He should have been playing. He should have given a better chance. We play with that trans Jananda down there. He doesn't know how to coach anybody. Who's he to play? Oh, Nisimov, he developed. He ain't developed nobody. He doesn't know how to deal with a scorer. Transgenander down there with the wheel pack. I guarantee Grachev makes the Blues. Guaranteed. And you better watch it. You better show yourself up at that pizza party. I'm going to stick a pepperoni up your ass.
From the side.
From the side.
From the side.
I'm still bitter about
it. I'm
going to
shove it up her ass. From the side.
I'm not going to argue in chat bullet about Grachev. He gave him 2 minutes on the fourth line. Give it a break. So, and I know Inferno's with me, too. Inferno272 is a big Grachev fan, too. But I'm going to let it go. I'm going to let it go. I got to just keep all my energy for the Brad Richards $10 million, 9 year signing, $90 million.
14 years, $225 million.
What did Carmelo Anthony get? Yeah, I don't follow basketball. Did he get some outrageous amount of money?
I have no idea.
I could see the back pages of the New York Post and the Daily News. Rangers get Rene Richards. I mean, Rangers get Brad Richards. Historic contract. Highest player in the NHL. Richards. Rangers are a bunch of Richards. Oh, I'm trying to think of what it was. Oh, Hoagie X just informed me Carmelo was traded for. What do I know about basketball? What the hell? Anyway.
I thought they had to sign him to a contract after they traded him. I guess not. Anyway, who cares?
But Hoagie X has been my unofficial producer in the show today. He's been.
He's in your ear.
Oh, he's IMing me like crazy. Listen, I need all the help I can when I get on this, especially after today. Today I'm just out of it. But
Twitter really, really did a job on you.
And, oh, I'm so frazzled.
And Nick was on hold, and he hung up. I was just about to put him on. To defend, he was calling in to defend Eric Christensen.
Well, you can't. There's no defending him unless we're in a shootout. There's really no defending him at this point. So what else we got? That's it?
No calls at the moment.
Well, I'm gonna try to get this free agent list up, and maybe
I'm checking the Twitter here to see what else, if there's anything new. It doesn't look like it. Well, what is it? 10 o'clock on the East Coast. If it's gonna happen tonight, it's gonna have to be real soon.
Yeah, I don't think it's gonna happen. Tonight.
I mean, I don't know. Is Glenn even still awake?
I don't know, but wasn't it amazing the amount of deals that went down? I mean, this was like, I have never seen such a flurry of news coming in, and a lot of the sites were locked up. I was on the TSN site trying to get the video feed. They had some video feed, it just didn't happen. I mean, I couldn't get it to load. It just was something.
The other corporate shill is tweeting on.
Which one?
Cerny's buddy. The one we had the problem with.
Oh, that guy?
Yeah. I didn't even know he's still around with the canceled Rangers radio show.
Yeah. The one they stole from us. Well,
Christian Erhoff makes $1.3 million more than Sidney Crosby next year.
Wow.
That's how ridiculous his contract is.
Hoagie is really on top of it. Steve Gelbs all day. What a douche lord.
All right, Nick is back. Are you ready for Nick?
Yeah, I want to hear the only Ranger fan that's defending Eric Christensen right now.
Nick, welcome to the program, buddy. How are you?
All right. How you guys doing?
Doing good.
So, Nick, give it to me, brother. I'm gonna listen with an open mind open warped mind, and see what you have to say. What is Eric Christensen?
I think EC gets a bad rap, you know. Torch, you know, throws in the doghouse all the time and doesn't get a chance to prove himself.
Well, I will agree with you there that I've also had this little bit. It seems the more offensive talent guys do wind up riding the pine when things are not going right, whether it be Eric Christensen or Volsky or, and I guess later on in the season, Zuccarello. It doesn't seem, Boyle went half a season without scoring. He really didn't. He didn't see him getting benched or some other guys. So I could see where he does get benched, but I believe that the benchings are warranted. I mean, wouldn't you agree with me at least that the guy is very inconsistent?
Oh, yeah, extremely. But, you can go like three games, you know, look at him in the playoffs. Remember that goal? I don't remember what game it was, but that goal where he totally ripped it, top shelf, short side. I mean, he's got a tremendous skill set. I'm not saying like Eric Christensen is the greatest player ever, you know. I'm just saying I think he gets a bad rap and gets fat too much, you know.
People say that they're not hearing us, Jim.
Not hearing us?
Yeah.
Just refresh. Sound, yes. Guess so. Heard some blog talk ad, then a cutout. We're not off the air. It says we're on the air.
Somebody
refresh didn't help. Hi, Seek. I can hear you on the phone.
Howie says EC still sucks. I see him talking.
Zippe cut the power. Oh, Sue Papagallo got us working.
Sue knows what she's doing.
Yeah.
Nobody leave the chat room. We're still on the air, you sons of
bitches. Yeah, don't go anywhere. Where are you going? I see the numbers.
Where you
go? Where are you all going?
Where are you going? Here you go. Are you going to go to the red tube? Where are you guys going?
Red tube?
Yeah, that's like the... You know what red tube is, right?
Yeah, it's YouTube for porn, right?
Yeah. All right, so nobody go anywhere. I love seeing Jeff New York Ranger here and Ketchup. I love these new names. You guys are rocking tonight. All right, so let me get back to Nick. Nick, okay, can you surmise why Eric Christensen has this mad skill set in the shootout, but somehow... And he has scored the occasional really nice goal. I remember a goal last year, I think, where he roofed it. But I can remember saying, wow. Why he can't do this at even strength? It's just...
I don't know. I guess I have the same problem with that. I don't know. Maybe it gets lost in translation. I don't know. It's just... that's a tough one.
Okay, well... So, Judy, what do you like about it? I'm trying to get at the crux of why you're a staunch defender of EC. It's just you like
I just do it because everyone hates him. I guess I take the underdog all the time. And,
see,
you know, when I talk to Jim and when I hang out with Jim and Keith and we watch games, they always give him a tough time, so I got to defend him.
See, I like that. I like that because if you go along with the crowd, in most cases, I don't like to go along with the crowd, obviously. I'm a complete nutcase. So I admire that because, you know, you don't always want to follow the mob and follow the, you know, the conventional thinking. So I applaud you for following Eric Christensen. And if there's – we all wish him luck. I don't want him to suck.
I'll have to follow him in Connecticut this year, I think.
Well, he may be whalebound. Well, I'm sure Transgenanda will turn him around.
I want to talk a little bit free agency. Jim, I know I texted you about Mike Rupp and my displeasure with that, signing. Yeah, you know, it's not horrible. I'm not going to say – I just don't see what purpose Mike Rupp is going to serve on this team besides Boogie's replacement pretty much.
Well, like we said at the top of the show, it's a minor deal. Don't sweat it. You know,
the contract isn't bad or anything, but I just don't get it. You know, like you said, Eddie, I mean, I'd rather maybe invest some money in Simone Gagné. Yes, you know, high risk, but you need goals. You don't need Mike Rupp, you know?
You're certainly right there. I mean, you know, the people have been mentioning it, and I think it was Jim or another call. You know, we got a whole team of third liners. We need to, you know, I know these are wacky guys, and I'll get killed for you saying it, but if you had to get like a Nikita Filatov, who's been a total, you know, nothing, you know, so far, just roll the dice. If you can get him at a semi-reasonable cost, and especially if Richard does not come in here, you got to take chances. They've taken chances and lost. You know, we go back to the Cody Leaks and the Higginses and last year with Frolov. It hasn't worked out well, but I think you still got to keep trying to get some more goal production with this team.
Absolutely, yeah. But the other thing, too, is, I mean, do you really want to – I thought we were starting to pride ourselves on bringing up guys, you know, from our system and using them and, you know, just developing these young guys. Now you want to throw what possibly could be another bad contract out there in Brad Richards?
Well, right now I'm on some kind of UFA drug right now that I don't know. I'm just – now it's become a competition, and the competitiveness has come out on me as a Ranger fan, and I'm willing to spend any amount of the money to get him here. Now, maybe after it's all over and say if Calgary or Toronto, L.A. Lands him, I'll actually be relieved that they didn't spend all that money and have money. And as far as your question goes with the young guys, I think they're a lot farther away than we think. A lot of Ranger fans want to rush the Christian Thomases and the Kreiders here, and we know McElrath is at least 2-3 years away. It's going to be a while, so they need to, you know, they need to be competitive and maybe have maybe a Brad Richards around when these guys do get here. They kind of take them under their wing. I mean, the guys, you know, he's a pretty decent leader, you know.
I guess the thing I'm struggling with is, you know, you sign this guy, and does Brad Richards make the New York Rangers a Stanley Cup even competitor? I don't think so. You know, I think they're going to go from being an 8 seed and struggling to make the playoffs to maybe like a 6 or a 5. I guess that's what I'm saying.
Right. Yeah, I hear you. I definitely can see your point. This just in, reported by a master of brutality, the Rangers have offered Brad Richards $1 million for the next 40 years.
That is security you can't get anywhere else.
This is the Bobby Bonilla contract?
There you go.
Well, I mentioned baseball. Sorry. My apologies.
All right, Nick. Well, listen, we got about 11 minutes to go, and all of a sudden we got 5 more people on hold. So,
all right. Hey, thanks for having me on, guys. I appreciate it.
Anytime. We'll
take
talk
care,
to you
Nick,
soon.
Man. Take care.
Later.
And Justin, I see. Just sent me that. Roger Bass
hung
70
up,
years old. What?
I think I see just hung up. He was on hold.
That's dope. Roger Bear turned 70 today. Rodrique.
Wow.
70 years old today. Yep. And the Rangers got signed him to a 5-year contract. Apparently Rodrique is I don't know. I just heard from some ex-Rangers he's a little bit how do I say this diplomatically? Wait, it's the underground. What do I care? I got to be diplomatic. He may be on several meds in order to stabilize his mood.
Well, Drager tweeting, what many of us feared most, it's starting to sound like there might not be a decision made by Brad Richards tonight.
Oh, God. I ain't doing a show tomorrow. I love you guys, but it's Saturday. I'm going to 4th of July parties.
Yeah, this it's a holiday weekend. Come on. Either that or...
I love hanging in the underground, but that's a little ridiculous. Now, spread the word again.
Mackenzie, real quick. All night long, we loosely expected Richard's decision would be made tonight. Now, hearing it may carry over to tomorrow, stay tuned. All right.
Before we go, I just want to remind everybody, Blue Shirt Underground Pizza Get-Together. Saturday, July 23rd, 2011, at 1 p.m. at the L&B Spumoni Gardens in Brooklyn, New York. Bring your Ranger jersey, your Ranger shirts, Ranger hats. I will buy anybody that I know that I can recognize from Facebook a beer. Pizza, and meet all the people and whatever we do.
You're going to buy beer? What if this entire chat room shows up?
If the entire, I swear, I promise, I will definitely buy
people.
It. Dude, I will buy the beer. I don't care. I've got that kind of cash. And you see that fancy-dancy website I put up?
It's beautiful.
That must be million. It's million. I'm rolling.
All right, let's get back to the phone so we can wrap this up. 516-754, you're on Blue Shirt Underground Radio.
What's up, boys? It's Rock. How are you?
Hey, Rock.
How's it going?
Rock!
I've been listening to the show. I was at a friend's house, and I snuck away. I've been listening to the show. And I was able to call now. I know you guys are finishing up. I'm just going to give you my quick, I've been on the Richard bandwagon for 2 years, so... My feeling is, as long as the cap hit isn't high, it's the cap hit we should be worrying about. And I told you this on Twitter today, Eddie. People are hung up too much on $12.8 million or the money up front, where they should be focusing on the cap hit. And that's really my biggest concern, is not the amount of money he gets, it's the cap hit.
Larry Brooks tweeted the decision is definitely not coming tonight.
Okay.
But I'll tell you, that's a little concerning, too, because, I would assume that if he wanted to come to the Rangers that bad, that the decision would have been made tonight. So something must be swaying him in a different direction.
Well, I kind of look at it. Well, first question to you, Rock, is are you calling from the lunar module that is now circling the moon as we speak?
No, why? It's not like I'm far away.
Yeah, and secondly, I agree. That was a great point you made on Twitter about the cap hit. And the third thing is, I feel that Calgary really came out with that offer, and maybe he's not going for it. If Calgary's offer, which I don't know if you heard, it was a little bit unofficial. Mm-hmm. What was it, 9 years at $63 million? Was that it?
It was 9 years, 64? Yeah.
Yeah. If he didn't, if that leaked that they went after him and he didn't take it, that's how I'm looking at it. But then again, I'm in the competition mode now.
And the thing is, if you're going to base it on how many more years, and let's be honest, Jerome McGinley's 34 years old. He ain't playing much longer. And I don't know. I mean, maybe I'm looking through this through Ranger colored glasses. I think the Rangers are a better team than Calgary.
I think so.
Personally, I'm not sold on Jay Bowman. Absolutely.
Yep.
See, that's the perfect point.
Yep.
And Alex Tanguay, Olli Jokinen, we can go on and on. And it's Calgary. This is a guy that likes to go fishing, that likes to, hang out at the beach. It's a lot easier to fly down to Tampa and have an hour and a half flight, where are you really going in Calgary? So,
right.
When I heard Tampa Bay dropped out, it felt a lot better. LA is still looming. And I don't know about Toronto. I think it's between those three teams, in my opinion. And, what's enough's enough? Is he looking for money or is he looking for an opportunity to win? And that's really what concerns me. And Christian Ehrhoff can come out and say, I was sold on Terry Pegula. He seemed to – listen – you went there because of the money. I don't care what you say.
I don't care
what any of these. James Wisniewski, all these guys, they went there for the money. But, you know, these guys are looking for one big payday. Rich has already made $50, $60 million. He made $7.8 million over the last 5 years. I mean, how much is enough? So if the Ravens are offering $10 million less than L.A., you're going to go to L.A. for $10 million? I mean, I don't know. What's enough's enough? I don't know. We don't know what the offers are either.
Right. Certainly, those guys, just by them signing for those ridiculous numbers, have made Richards even higher than he probably would have gone had those offers had been somewhere. But I don't begrudge the guys the money, and I don't begrudge the teams paying it. You know,
all right, I have an update here. One more update. This will be the last one.
Hold on 1 second.
It's not that. Teams.
Oh, sorry.
That the Richard decision.
Hold on, I can't get it to stop. Come on, stop. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Stop.
The needle is stuck, yeah.
Okay.
All right. The decision is coming tomorrow. Somehow I don't think it's going to be on ESPN, but the decision is coming.
and I guess we kind of saw this coming, maybe Calgary threw the monkey wrench in, but in my opinion, and I want to disagree with the caller before, I think the Riches makes the Rangers much better. And I said it, and I've been on record as saying it, 70-something points, I think the Rangers would have had a very similar team to Dallas this year. The East is not as strong as the West, and Rich has put up 71 points in a very strong Western Conference with a pretty similar team to the Rangers. And if they had Richard's 71 points, they probably are at least sixth in the conference this year. And that's with doing nothing else.
Are you worried
all
about
those 2-1 games? No, I'm not worried about the concussions. Mark Recchi had a concussion, I believe, once in his career, too.
Okay.
So
you're not worried about the concussion?
No.
I'm not.
Like I said, I'm worried about the cap hit. I mean, that's my concern. I'm not worried about any money he gets front-loaded or how the contract is structured. If he gets $50 million in the first year, I don't care. As long as his cap hit is on the lower side, meaning either somewhere between $6.5 and $7 million, somewhere in that vicinity. I think that would be in they'd be in a good shape if that's the case. The Fedotenko got roughly what I thought.
Any head hit.
Sorry.
All right, listen, Ron, we got to run. We only got a couple minutes left. Got to squeeze in a
all
couple
right.
people.
No problem. I'll talk to you guys
talk
soon.
To you next time. All right.
Later.
All right, we're going to go 2-for-1 here to finish the show up. We're going to bring in the one and only High C and Mandar. Good evening, High C.
Wow.
Good evening, Mandar.
Hey, guys.
Wow.
This isn't Mandar.
No, I know. We got both of you. Mandar and High C on at the same time.
It's a four-way. Wait, let me turn off Red Tube here. Hang on.
It's a bunch of garbage.
In case it looks like we're going to run into podcasts, just want to say thank you all for listening, joining us for the debut of Blue Shirt Underground Radio. And we will be back Wednesday night with former New York Ranger and current Buffalo Sabres assistant coach James Jeep Patrick. We'll see you then.
Okay, now, I saw that you Facebooked that you're not a big fan of Ruff.
You know, I don't know who said it earlier in the show, but it's a very base line anti-Rupp. He had that devil thing. I hated him when he was on the Devils. He was just a big doofus. And then he goes to Pittsburgh, and that's when he actually, I guess, discovered his game. But, you know, he's a Ranger. Hey, man, I rooted for Ulf Samuelson, so I'll root for, you know, the ghost of Bin Laden if he put on the blue jersey.
It's good to know because Sather may sign him someday.
And I love the brand new show. Congratulations, guys. It's a movement. I think the ultimate goal for this show is to give Dolan an aneurysm.
So, yeah, you know, I just, I tell you, I am frazzled. I'm completely frazzled from this rage. And I know a man who will say, he will say, Brad Richards, bring him in here. I don't care how much it costs. Mandar. Is that
Brad you? Richards is not going to make this team better? Did somebody even hint to that? Calgary is going to get Brad Calgary. Calgary is getting Brad Richards. So Brad Richards decided not to go anywhere for his no movement. He waited until July 1st. He waited and waited. And Calgary? No, not going to happen. Calgary can offer him 5 years, $55 million. He ain't going to Calgary. So just end it there. He's not going to, first of all, he's not going to a Canadian team that they could take half his pay. That's the first thing he's not going to do. Second thing is, he's not going. He didn't wait all this time to go to Calgary. He waited this time to go to a big market franchise. That's what he's doing. You're talking New York, you're talking Toronto, and you're talking probably L.A. and Philly when they were in it. L.A., after they just got their center, really not as interested anymore. Toronto's probably in there as best they can. But he would have signed already if he didn't want to be a Ranger. He would have signed already. He wouldn't have given the Rangers last look or anything like this. So the Calgary stuff is nonsense. Nonsense. I'm telling you this right now. I will let Costa shave my head if he signs with Calgary.
Hot.
Oh, wow.
I'm almost hoping that they do.
Wow.
Well, I got to say, Mandar has been, he's been pretty spot on with his predictions. Let's not forget the famous Islander prediction of last year, where he predicted the Islanders would not have double-digit wins, what, was it 2 months into the season?
By the end of December,
and he was right. However,
there is no chance, zero, this is an absolute. He is not signing with Calgary. Not. Just not. If he's married, his wife would kill him. I'm not trashing on Calgary. It's just that he didn't do all this to sign with Calgary, and that's all there
well,
is.
Well, we'll certainly have a clip if he does sign with Calgary that we can play for years. But the absolute authority has spoken, and you know it's going to come true. So. This just in, Mike Rupp was signed to clear the net in front of Lundqvist. Apparently, I'm only kidding with that. That's a boogeyman reference. So, gentlemen, looks like the Brad Richards sweepstakes have ended for tonight. And I guess we'll resume tomorrow.
Keeping the fingers crossed.
To be continued.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen.
I appreciate you calling in.
This is it's a big moment, man. It's a movement. You guys, it's like a groundswell.
It is. People, Jim, how many live listeners do we have tonight at one point?
1,600.
Get the heck out of here. That's huge.
I mean, we have gotten so big, I have to get new pants.
He's actually getting maternity pants to wear when we do the show.
I'm getting maternity wear. My own line of Ed Guy Blue Shirt Underground maternity wear. Be available at Kmart.
Blue Shirt Underground Motherhood. You heard of the Blue Shirt Brotherhood? We're the Blue Shirt Motherhood.
There'll be a lot of babies born 9 months from tonight.
That's right.
Where were you?
The Blue Shirt Underground Baby Boom.
The Blue Shirt Underwear.
Oh, my God.
This has been, like you said, a groundbreaking day. And I just want to say from the cockles of my heart, that I love all four of you. Actually, all three of you. But I love myself the most.
I've seen you love yourself.
All right,
guys. Who
are
we broadcasting to now? I'm going to ask a dumb technical question. Is this strictly podcast?
Yes, this goes into our podcast. And in the morning when the millions around the world wake up and download this to their iPods and iPhones and Zunes and whatever else they've got, this will be included in it. Us talking
this
about New York Rangers maternity wear.
Cool. So right now our voices are in someone's pants.
or will be. Yeah.
Or will be, exactly.
Yeah.
Will be.
Yeah. So. If you want to say to somebody's say something in somebody's pants, say it now.
You know, I think,
anyway,
you know the whole you know the whole F Jackie thing from Howard Stern,
right?
I think people should, when they call up, we should get them to say F Rosasco.
Excellent.
Yeah, they'll be like, "That's your fuck Rosasco."
Right, and as they hang up. All right, thanks for letting me call in, guys, and F. John Rosasco. And then we can have bumper stickers made. F. John Rosasco.
Yeah, then watch the lawsuit.
Exactly.
You know what? What are they going to take?
Right.
A 20-inch TV? Give it a break.
Your extensive porno collection.
All right, boys, have a nice holiday weekend. We'll see you Wednesday.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you Wednesday.
Enjoy.
Later,
gentlemen.